Hola, and welcome back to Vos Memos. I'm your host, Angela George, and in this episode, we will be talking all things celebrating women because it is International Women's History Month. I'm sorry, I got a cat, so I'm really hoping to introduce you to her, and she's out and about right now, so I might seem a little distracted. Anyway, from modern day women in publishing to 15th century China, I've got quite the recap for you. So stick around, get a mocktail, refill your water, and get ready to meet Roberta in this very special episode of Vos Memos. Okay, so the Women in Publishing Summit, I found out about it through the Publish Her podcast, which I had been listening to for a while. And I finally decided, I was like, if I'm going to build up my knowledge on publishing, I should probably go to some kind of event where I can learn it all. And that's exactly what the conference did for me. It gave me a lot of confidence for the next stages of my book. But I mean, the biggest part of it was that it was a conference by women, for women. And every single session, I just felt like I was surrounded by women. And it was virtual. And even still, I felt like there was a big power in gathering that many women, that many women's eyes on the same thing, talking in the same chat, like giving each other resources, supporting each other. It felt very empowering and kind of different than the other media I've been consuming on publishing, because it was about uplifting everybody, which is like the beautiful power that women have, is that we can uplift everybody. And so it was a great conference. I would do a full recap, but I think that would be a little too detailed for this podcast. So I'll keep it brief and kind of talk about the keynote, which again was about like uplifting and empowering women in publishing, and kind of talking about how the industry as a whole hasn't really been geared towards women historically. And you can see it in the fact that romance and popular genres with women are often referred to as women's literature instead of just literature, even though women buy more books than men and we're more avid readers. It's still like this super gendered dichotomy. It was just interesting to see some facts and figures on that. I mean, it was just a different type of structure to the conference as well. Like, we started each day with like a morning meditation, and it was very organized. I felt like they gave everyone a chance to ask their questions, and each question was weighted equally. And the fact that there was so much emphasis on networking, I should have taken more advantage of those opportunities. It was a lot. And I was still working, so I was like, I can't attend every session live. So I was a little burnt out during the conference, but and just trying to absorb it. But I feel like the main mission was just connecting women to other women, which is going to be like the thesis of this episode, is that as women, we always need to be reaching out to each other, lifting each other up, and making those connections, because so often we feel alone, even though we're never alone. We're all experiencing womanhood together, and usually there's other women going through the exact same thing. And so even though society wants us to be isolated, we have to keep breaking that down. We have to keep reaching out to each other. And what better month to remind us to do that than International Women's History Month? So basically, the conference was great. I feel super inspired. I'm almost done with my second draft. I feel like I've been saying that in every episode, but I really am almost done with my second draft. I have the final chapter waiting to get edited. And honestly, I think I kind of made a mistake with the way that I did the edits this time around. I printed out the whole book because I thought that would give me more motivation by being able to see physically how far along I was in the edits. But ultimately, I'm translating those edits to a digital copy, and it's just slowing me down more than speeding me up. So I think this is version two that I'm working on. So I think draft three is going to go much faster because it's not going to be translating edits and adding new edits. It's just going to be reading and writing. I mean, from the conference, I found a bunch of new like editing tools as well. So I think that's just going to help me really get through the next segment of my book, Búsqueda de Alma, and kind of get it to beta readers. My goal is to get it to beta readers in May. So if you're interested, there's a form on my blog. You can sign up to get more news about the book and potentially be a beta reader. So definitely check that out in the show notes. So speaking of books, smoothest transition ever, I know. This month for book club, we read Lisa C's Lady Tan's Circle of Women. And previously, about a year ago for International Women's History Month, last year, we read another Lisa C book, Island of Sea Women, which was life-changing, still one of my favorite books, potentially of all time. I hesitate to do like favorite books of all time, favorite movies of all time, because I'm like, what if I forget something on the list? But then, and I don't remember who told me this, but they're like, no one has to know that your list changes every time you answer that question. So I'm just going to say it. Both these books, let's just put both of them on my favorite books of all time list. Lady Tan's Circle of Women and Island of Sea Women. So this year was Lady Tan's, and it takes place in 15th century China. So that's why this podcast is covering such a wide breadth of time, because I wanted to get this book review in there. So I think my review on Goodreads basically read a lifetime in one day. I read this book in 2 days. Like, that's how good it is. And I like read it. It wasn't an audiobook. Somebody asked me, I'm going on a lot of tangents here, but somebody asked me if I count audiobooks on Goodreads as like read books. And I do. I'm absorbing the content. And the research shows that there's very little difference. Like, I mean, obviously, if you're playing the audiobook like background music and you're not paying attention at all, then no, it doesn't count. Like, you didn't read it. But oftentimes I'll be listening to an audiobook and whatever I wanted to be doing while listening, I'll completely forget about, and I'll just be so absorbed in the audiobook that I can't actually do anything else. And often they can't read it to me fast enough because I'm like listening. I'm like, what's going to happen next? But anyway, I read this book on Kindle and it went so fast because I was completely immersed in it. It goes through Lady Tan's life from the start of her childhood, where she had her feet bound, all the way until, like, I think she has grandchildren even at the end. So it takes you through her whole life. And that's kind of what Island of Sea Women did too. And that's what Lisa C is so great at, is just showcasing women in history. So hence back to International Women's History Month. So it was a great read for book club. Everyone knew they were going to love it, and then everyone did love it. But I wanted to tie it back to like something actionable, a call to action, if you will, because I feel like oftentimes I'll read a book, especially historical fiction, and you can tell like they're sharing information with you, like the author wants you to know about something. And maybe there is some kind of call to action, but I wanted to create my own for this book and share some like modern tie-ins. Because one thing, and I'll share some of my favorite quotes from the book, but one of the common themes was, of course, women's health. Lady Tan was a female doctor who treated women. And so a lot of focus was given to like the menstrual cycles and fertility, abortion. Those were common themes throughout the book, specifically menstrual cycles. I didn't know this, but even to this day in modern China, there is a lot, there's a culture of period shaming, and there's been a lot of like student activism, just like general feminist movements, like to bring attention to this. And it started, the modern movement started with a woman who got her period on a high-speed train, and they didn't offer sanitary napkins, like menstrual pads, to buy on the train. And the train ride was probably like 2 hours long. So if you're a woman, you know, a 2-hour train ride is not a good time to start your period. You would hope that you could find a pad or tampon on that train, but they weren't available. So to this day, there's still a lot of stigma about talking about periods in China, and there's a high tax on menstrual products. They're not seen as like a basic need. They're more seen still as like that luxury, like tampon tax. So I was surprised to read into this because, I mean, of course, there's still like the tampon tax in the US as well. I feel like period talk in the US has become a lot more normalized, even to the point of like cringe. It's on a mug. There's like merch, like period merch. It's like, I can't even think of it right now. But if you go on Pinterest, I'm sure there's like a million millennial type pins that are like, just a boss bitch, like on her period. You know what I'm talking about. To me, like, period talk has become culturally accepted in the US. Just like reading into it for like 5 minutes showed me like it's still a huge deal overseas, and it's not normalized. And in fact, it's like a huge issue, like blocking women from going to school because they're embarrassed or they can't access those period products. And there's so many big things happening in the world that sometimes like the little things like having your period in a different country is not talked about. So I just wanted to call that out in relation to information about women's health internationally and solidarity with women all around the globe. Again, to tie back to our theme of like, we're all going through the same thing together. We're all going through womanhood together, and to just like bring attention to women's issues all the time because they are swept under the rug. People don't want to talk about them, and we need to keep talking about them until we don't have to talk about them. So to pull some of my favorite quotes from the book, here's two. The first one reads, "Friendship is a contract between two hearts. With hearts united, women can laugh and cry, live and die together." And I think someone did bring this up in book club, and I was like, yeah, find your ride or die friends. And that's been the case. Basically, for centuries, women have been finding each other and supporting each other throughout each other's whole lives. And it's so rare to find a female friend like that nowadays. But I'm lucky to still be friends with someone I met in like fourth grade. Autumn, if you're listening, I love you. And it's really tough to find people that stick around, and we often like just rely on social media to keep up those connections. But back in the day, you know, you had to just constantly see people and write them letters and visit each other. Like, that was the only way to keep up the friendship. So in some ways, we probably need to bring more of that back, just so that we can make those friendships strong and make them like last a lifetime. But the other quote that I loved was, "It takes a lifetime to make a friend, but you can lose one in an hour," she recites. "Life without a friend is life without sun. Life without a friend is death." A little dark there at the end, but I think it's so true. Like, we really have to seek out those friendships and keep them alive. I mean, that one time they call on you, that might be like the one time they really need you to show up. So, and it's just a beautiful thing to have those people you can count on and you can call on. So, beautiful book. If you haven't read Lisa C, give her a read. She'll change your life. Yeah. And so I thought that was a good tie into this podcast topic. And I wanted to talk a little bit about some of my female friends that I've seen over the past month and kind of give them a shout out. They don't know that I'm doing this, so get ready. First off, Victoria. Victoria came up to see me just a few weeks ago. She still lives in Northfield. But we had like such a great day together. We like got lunch and we went to like a really cute like Instagram-y jewelry shop. And then we were kind of like on an adventure after that. We saw this really weird sign for a furniture store. You heard me right. Furniture, as in cats, as in cat trees, an entire shop dedicated to cat trees. And the image you have in your mind is probably better than what it was, because that's the image we had in our minds. It was literally just like the basic gray carpet cat trees. Like in my mind, we had just come from that Instagram jewelry store. So in my mind, it was going to be like the cutest Instagram-y cat trees, which would have been a great shop too. And I definitely need to get a cat tree for Roberta. She's just napping right behind the camera. It's so cute. But it was just so fun to like be out and about and like be two adult women just out on the town, and not even at night, just shopping, chatting, and living life. So those are like my favorite type of outings. And then I think like last week I hung out with my friend Courtney, and I love the story of how I met Courtney. It's really all credit to her, because she was a little bit more extroverted than me, but we were both at the DMV waiting in line, and you know how that goes. You wait in line and then they don't even see you and they close down before you get your problem resolved, because the DMV sucks. But we were waiting in line and Courtney just like struck up a conversation with me, and neither of us got what we wanted at the DMV that day, but we exchanged numbers and we've been hanging out ever since. So I've just been so lucky that I got to meet her just randomly like that, because I think we're such a good match. We just watched Sinbad together last week. And if you haven't seen Sinbad, it is such a good early 2000s kids movie, but it holds up so well. Just a tale of the seven seas. Or I don't know, probably something cheesy like that for the tagline. And everyone in the movie is so sexy for no reason. Because this movie's made for kids, but all of them have beautiful bodies. And especially Eris, who is the villain of the movie. She is like the sexiest goddess ever for no reason. It's kind of like the same thing with that movie Shark Tale, where the fish, I think Lola is like a super sexy fish for no reason. Same thing here. But Eris, she is such a badass, and it makes me sad because she's the villain, but I want to be her. She's an icon. She's literally in the bubble bath with her martini destroying the world. And I aspire to be that. Like, I want that so bad. I'll probably run a bubble bath right after this podcast, because that sounds amazing. Like, her quote at the very end of the movie is so iconic. It's words to live by. It's, I've got places to go, things to destroy, stuff to steal. And then she just leaves. And I'm like, that's what an icon. And then lastly, I was just at a birthday party over the weekend, and it was so fun because, I mean, it was for one of my boyfriend's friends, but all the girlfriends were there. So we were all gathered on the couch, just chatting it up, exchanging Goodreads usernames, and I met another podcaster, another local podcaster, Casey. She does the podcast Girlhood. And it's so cute. She just like brings on a bunch of her female friends, talk about girlhood, talk about current things happening in their lives. So I just loved meeting her. And then her big idea is that she wants to do the Girlhood Social Club, which is just a place for women to hang out and meet each other and talk. Because, I mean, she's a lot like me where we just love talking. I would love to talk to people over a margarita any night, you know? I love just chatting on the couch. Like, I don't need to actually do anything. I just want to talk. And that's why I love book club. And that's why I podcast. And that's why I blog, because I've got a lot of things to talk about. So I'm really excited for her to launch that Girlhood Social Club. I will definitely be going because that sounds like so much fun. And I will link her podcast in the show notes. But yeah, like, that birthday was just so fun because it was a bunch of women just talking together. It just felt a lot like the book, actually, like Lady Tan Circle of Women, because at the very end, they're all just like gathered in a circle, sharing stories, catching up, like exactly like we do in the, like at that party. And that's when I really felt like, oh, like here's a circle of women. I'm building up my circle of women. And then, I mean, with the newest member of my family, Roberta, she's a new member of my circle. So it all ties back. And then lastly, on that Girlhood Social Club, I mean, it also ties back to that theme I've been talking about where we're all women, we're all going through womanhood together, and we're not alone. And it's just been so hard in this digital age to meet people. We need like structures like that so that we can hang out and talk and connect with each other. So really excited about that. Meet Roberta, or Bobby for short. Hi. Hi. So for those of you just tuning in on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Roberta is an American short hair cat. She's black and white, or I guess white with black spots. And some of the spots make a little heart shape, which is so adorable. Come over here. She got her name because she has what looks like bangs on her face, which reminded me a lot of Millie Bobby Brown. And so that's why she's called Bobby. And she's the sweetest cat ever. I've only had her for 2 days. And she's just been out and about exploring my apartment, making it her own, becoming comfortable. Come here. Yeah. I'll make sure to insert some clips for those of you tuning in on YouTube, but she is just the sweetest, most good-natured cat ever. It was kind of love at first sight. I saw her picture on Twin City Pet Rescue, and I didn't have to visit any other cat. I visited her, and she was super sweet. Her foster mom said nothing but good things about her, and it happened very quickly. I think I met her on a Friday and then took her home maybe like a week and a half later. So I'm so happy to welcome Bobby into the family. She's as the newest George. She'll probably be guest blogging for me because she's got a lot of opinions. And yeah, I love her with all my heart. And I'm sure she'll love me back. We're already on very good terms. She just needs some time to adjust. So I don't know if y'all could see her on camera, but she is very adventurous. And I'm a mom now, so that's kind of crazy. I made an appointment for her at the vet, and they're like, so you're bringing in Roberta? I'm like, yes, my child, my baby. But then at the same time, she's like my best friend, so a little bit confusing. And I mean, of course, she's got a mind of her own. She's like, it's snowing outside, and she's like playing with the snowflakes that are touching the window. Anyway, she's my whole life now. Yeah, motherhood. I know some people don't consider cat moms real moms, but I definitely have been worrying about her and loving her from the moment I've saw her. So if that's not motherhood, I don't know what that is. Yeah, she just turned 2 on Sunday, so she's very youthful. She's got a lot of energy. She's the cutest little meow. Hopefully she'll be somewhat of a guest star on the rest of the podcast, because now she's part of my life forever. We're forever friends. So, and that's on female friendship and growing your female friend circle, your circle of women, to bring it all back. So I'm glad I got to introduce you to Roberta and some of my friends that I've been really enjoying spending time with. I hope that you've had a beautiful International Women's History Month. And even though the month is almost at a close, keep celebrating all year round. Keep calling out women's issues. Keep bringing up women's history, women's stories. It's so important to do that every day. Tell your female friends they're beautiful and that you love them, because sometimes we can feel so alone even though we're not. So keep reaching out and celebrating each other and lifting each other up and having a great time, because being a woman is awesome. And so I hope you enjoyed this episode of Voice Memos. You can listen to other episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube if you want to watch the video. And there's an Instagram. I am posting on it a little less frequently. As I discussed in my last episode, I deleted Instagram off my phone. So I'm still going strong. But yeah, there is an Instagram at Voice Memos. And you can also follow on the blog, angelageorge.com. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.